Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey Station. The NBA playoffs in full swing right now. The Phoenix Suns are headed to the Western Conference Finals. It feels a little... Feels a little weird to say, to tell you the truth, but the Brooklyn Nets, guys, have gone from maybe the odds-on favorite to win to now who knows what's going on. Kyrie Irving got hurt, and James Harden has been struggling with a hamstring injury. And, Guru, you feel like we may have to view Kevin Durant in a different way now, or tell me what your theory is here.
I'm watching the game yesterday after Kyrie's out, the fourth quarter, and I'm wondering, and I'm watching because I just signed up to Kevin Durant as God, basically. Like, I've given him his flowers, along with a lot of other people, rightfully so. But when I did that, he was in a comfort zone. And what I mean by comfort zone, he's surrounded by other talent. And I thought to myself, it was a fadeaway jumper he took right before Coach sat him, and I said to myself, for the first time, KD to me feels helpless. And the reason he feels helpless is there's no way he could single-handedly stay, you know, beat this Milwaukee Buck team. And then I was talking to Pops like, well, hold on. 2 days ago, Nick Nolte, 48 hours ago, I'm saying how great he is, but that was when it was all good in the hood. Now this is an opportunity. Or am I wrong for saying that it is? Because now he's got to get guys involved. He's got to play make. He's got to do all the things I felt Steph Curry had to do in face. And then as I'm driving home from Pops, I threw LeBron James in there at different junctures of his career where there wasn't just Wade and Bosh. So now I'm like, do I dare get my number two pencil and get the eraser? I know I'm not to this degree, but this is a test, fellas. I believe on how damn good Durant can be if those two guys aren't available and somehow the Nets still beat Milwaukee. Well, I can make the argument this would be his best work, Dibs.
Yeah, it's still you have to get all the way through and get it done in the NBA Finals, but it's not like it was those three and a bunch of bums. They have Blake Griffin, former All-Star, DeAndre Jordan, former All-Star. They've got other pieces, other real ones, other pros, veterans. Huh? So KD's not going to truly do it all alone. But I think about this on the other side of the coin, which is for Giannis. If you can't get by the Nets, I mean, they're down Harden for basically the whole series. And now Kyrie looks like he's out, and you still don't win this? Giannis, yes. I mean, that invalidates in some small way his two MVPs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's good scary. Point. Wow, I didn't think by of the way, that one.
This segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No compromises. So, you know, I don't know how I feel about that, Goo, to tell you the truth. Because if you look at the two teams and Kyrie's out and James Harden's out.
Right.
To me, I mean – replace Kevin Durant with anybody in the NBA, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. I mean, I just like if the Nets lose the next two and Harden and Kyrie don't play, I'm not going to look at Kevin Durant any differently.
But I'll say this. We're talking about a season where Steph Curry did not lead his team to the playoffs, but yet he finished third in MVP voting. Where night in, night out, I think we all can agree, he was the focus. So now I kind of use, you know, I use those same benchmarks towards Kevin Durant, Steinie. And Spears said, why did it take you so long to say he's the best in the game? You know, I was struggling with it. So, are we giving KD a pass if he doesn't win? We're not even talking about how he's going to play. It sounds like he already has a built-in pass, but yet Curry was – the Jackals were ready.
The comparison doesn't work. I mean, KD's playing the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are second-best team in the East. You're talking about a whole season where Steph Curry got to play against good teams, bad teams, teams in the middle. I just – like – to me, it's like we're asking Kevin Durant to do something that nobody's capable of doing. I just don't think. I mean, if you put Steph Curry on the Nets, and I don't like to use Steph in this because sometimes it gets too personal, but let's put LeBron James. You know, do the Nets have a better chance with LeBron James in there for Kevin Durant? And then if he can't win it, does LeBron take the heat for it, if you know what I mean?
Well, it's just other facets to his game. Like KD is not a ball stopper, but he gets it and he goes up. He could take you off the dribble, but I don't believe he's ever had the responsibility of getting others involved. And Dibs, we saw Brown, who I think is ruined for being aggressive and taking a shot that I thought he shouldn't have. Now he seems gun shy. Joe Harris can shoot, but where I'm going is KD's responsibility, right or wrong, that all falls on him, to me, to get them involved to try to pull off the upset. So now his job description changes right in front of our eyes.
It's the same job description. It's win the basketball game. And, you know, if it's with Steph, Clay, and Draymond, or if it's Kyrie and Harden and Blake, or if it's not, you still have to go out there and get it done. You know, if Steinie's out and Whitey's in, or you're out and Fridell's in, or me and JD, whatever, we still have a job to do. The job description doesn't change. The personnel does. And, you know, when Kyle's out or Spadoni, all of it, you know, it's different pieces, and we still have the same job.
And, I mean, let's also lay it on the line. And I mean, Kevin Durant's only played, what, 3.5 quarters without Kyrie Harden. So,
yeah.
I mean, we can't make a judgment right now because we have to let the series play out. But, you know, what may happen? Well, you know what may happen? The same thing that happened a lot to the Warriors this year. KD's going to get 46,
but
maybe the Nets lose. That doesn't mean he's not the best player in the NBA, but I do agree with you, Goo. You know, his strength isn't getting other players involved.
So that's all. So we think.
But that's not Steph's strength either.
I get that too. I get it too.
LeBron, I would say it kind of is
his strength.
But I think it's fascinating. I think it's an interesting way to look at things. And I like the way Dibs is talking about it. From the other side, if Kyrie doesn't return in this series and neither does Harden, and the Bucks lose,
that's
more of an indictment on Giannis to me than KD's greatness, although it'll add to KD's legacy, I think, for sure.
No doubt, yeah.
So
I'm excited.
If they get chip, anything short of a chip is not – it doesn't help his legacy at all, I don't think, because history will look back and say, well – it was Kyrie, it was Harden, it was Blake, it was DeAndre, how could they not win it? Well, it's because of injuries. Well, that's fine. It would be more of a tarnishing of his legacy than it would be a burnishing of one if he did it without him.
Let me ask you guys this. Jazz, they are up 2-1 on the Clips. How you feeling about that series? Philly's up 2-1 on the Hawks. What do you think about that one? And then go head out on a limb for the Nets, Bucks. Even though there's some variables, they're at 2-2. Jazz against the Clippers. Where are you guys on that one?
That feels like 7 games to me, Goo. Maybe it's because Donovan Mitchell's injury, but the nature of Kawhi, you know, not going away. That one feels like it's going the distance.
I'll never understand how grown men and women can play a game in a different venue, and the different venue can mean everything. And where I'm going is, before Mitchell got hurt, I was scared for the Clippers. I thought they were done just from the noise. But I'm with you, Dibs. I think it could go seven. But I also think now with that Mitchell injury, Steiny, I don't want to say the Jazz have no chance, but I feel like the Clippers have already – they were pushed off to the plank, and now they somehow got back on the boat. So I expect them to win, and I'm going to go that Harden and Kyrie aren't playing – and I just don't see Giannis having to endure what would be a firestorm of not being able to get past past Brooklyn without Durant having Kyrie or Harden.
I still think the Jazz are going to win that series. After Friday, I think the Hawks, they have their work cut out for them, let's put it that way. I think Philly's going to get by the Hawks at this point. And then I want to see Harden come back, but we don't really know where he is right now in terms of what are they? This will be game five coming up. It's a hamstring. Man. You always hear, well, when a hamstring feels better, you still give it two more weeks. So we'll see what happens with Harden coming back for the Nets. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. Going to be interesting to see. You give Philly a shot to get to the finals, if it's Philly against the Bucks or Philly against the Nets rather.
Definitely, especially we haven't seen Milwaukee get over the hump yet, and Philadelphia was so close 2 years ago. If it wasn't for the Kawhi multiple bounce shot on the rim, that might have been their time. So I give Philadelphia a great shot.
And you know what, Dibs, I might even pick them. If Embiid stays healthy, Steiny, and you mentioned it, and I heard it from another NBA player, just how big Ben Simmons is in person. But the fact that Atlanta has to tame him, and then you got Curry and the rest of the gang, Harris, Philly's a good, complete team. And maybe I was late to the party or the Embiid injury. You know, I slept on him. But I'm with Did. I think that Atlanta doesn't win another game, and they could beat Milwaukee. I don't want to say handily, but I wouldn't be surprised. This could be Philly's best chance to get a ring.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Thank you for reminding me, Gil. I'll tell you what. A key to me for Philly is Tobias Harris, because if he scores –
right, on a good day, he's a difference maker.
He's
man.
A pretty good player when he's got it going. But they're going to need him to be a pretty good player if they want to advance. Nobody cares, but the DeAndre Hunter injury hurts Atlanta.
I'm sure Mock Rivers cares, and maybe we can reach out to him on the other side, see if we can't get Coach Mock on. He's been so kind with his time. And, you know, giving us insights into the Philly-Atlanta series.
Yeah, I think we're going to we're waiting to hear from him, Dibs, but I think we're going to be able to do that.
Stay tuned.
We've got a huge guest lineup already with Mark Spears and Amy Trask and your boy from the desert.
Yeah, so here's what we got coming up after the break. We got Lock of the Day. Lock of the Day, that comes up right on the other side. Then we're endeavoring to get Mock Rivers for his daily interview with us throughout the playoffs. He signed a short-term contract. He's promised to come on as long as the Philadelphia 76ers are involved in the playoffs. Then we got a little something or other out of The Notebook, which is turning into a fun. Oh, This or That, too. I knew I was missing staple, a feature. This or That coming up. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to 95.7 The Game.
I told you about my big tip, right?
No! No!
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in... I don't know, 2 minutes. Let's call it two, three minutes. Lock of the Day. I'm not sure who's doing it today, to be completely honest. I can't even remember the pick I made on Thursday. Hopefully all that will come become clear shortly. Let's try to give away some money first. It's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word DOOR, D-O-O-R. 72881. That's DOOR to 800-327-2881. This is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. So there you go. Remember, a winner came from our show the last time we ran Splash for Cash contest. Guru, it felt like you were poised to interrupt me there. Is there something you wanted to say?
Oh, not at all. I take offense to you saying that. Why'd you?
No, I thought I heard like somebody. Was that you?
Gurus interrupt us?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. No, I didn't. Yeah. I was just going to tell you I messed up. Want to be a baller was Little Troy, not Pastor Troy. So I got to get my hip hop back.
We need a clean up on aisle goo, please. Clean up on aisle goo.
Want to be a baller was by Little Troy, not Pastor Troy.
So not only did you make a mistake, but you also lied about the fact that I was right about you wanted to interject there to fix your mistake.
Something may have come out.
Want to get away?
Okay. Maybe you heard something. Hey,
there's a good drop. Something may have come out. We're all infants here.
See, hey, don't do that. You're Steiny, not from you.
Great point.
Yeah.
I got to ask you about the sticky substance on the balls.
I can tell you about my big tip.
At what point does
size matters?
At what point does something like that run its course?
As soon as you stop reacting, and I can't believe that a man of your age has yet to figure this out. The more you get upset, the more it gets played. And you can call it sophomoric. It is infantile. I am immature. I long to be. But as soon as you can poker face it, poker face, Lady Gaga,
nice.
Then and only then will it play its course.
You play to hit the ass.
That quietly is my underrated favorite.
I'm laughing with you, Stoney.
Call me Daffy because it's like water off a duck's back. There you go. All right. You get it?
You got ones.
One?
Nothing but ones.
Yeah. That's a barely study. You all know.
Guru, something wrong with your Zoom again?
Yeah, I'm fixing it. Oh. Thanks for putting me on.
Are you going to be able to do lock of the day?
Yeah, gotcha. Come on. I'm ready. Yep.
All right. Spin out hands.
It's time for Guru's lock of the day.
Lock the lady tonight.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, we love the Nelly. Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Playoff basketball is here, and before you bet on any more of these postseason games, you need to check out BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to help you make the smartest possible bets. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That is 20% off. Barry Sanders with promo code BAY, B-A-Y, at BetQL.com. Guru's back in the saddle, and he rolled with the 76ers minus two against Matt Steinmetz and the Atlanta Hawks on Friday. Spadoni, the highlight.
14-point lead for Philadelphia here in game three with a series tied at one apiece. Game four, Monday night, and Embiid from Simmons.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah, thanks, Dave Passion Hubie on ESPN. It was a rough one for Atlanta in game three of that series, a 127-111 win for Philly gives them a 2-1 series lead and an easy cover for those of us who took the Sixers minus 9 on the live line in the third quarter, and for Goo, who's restarting his locks with a clean slate, and he is now 1-0.
I felt good about that. Stoudy, it wasn't personal that you were going to that game, but I just felt like Philly's about to impose their will. But Dibs, the pick is in.
Okay.
So the Angels come to Oakland Coliseum hot, six in a row without Mike Trout. But the throwing Samoan has been filthy. That's Sean Manaea. So the play is the A's on the run line. Got to win by two, minus 1.5, plus 135. So you bet 100, you get $135. So the play, take the A's minus 1.5. Manaea will shut down the Angels and make them remember who they are. I'm excited.
All right. There you have it. By the way, you guys probably forgot, but did anybody remember how I did on my pick Thursday?
You lost.
You got to Google it.
No, he didn't lose. It was rained out that game. You had the Giants in the over.
That's a win. That's a win. Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
And look how quick I said he lost. What is it? I'm sorry, Steiny.
Man, I think you wound up 5-2-1, Steiny, for your brief tenure.
Oh, no.
Man. Jeez. Who's going to get it?
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hey. Hey, what's going on? Yeah. No, thanks. Well, you did sign a deal. Yeah, we'll put you right on. I know you're busy. All right. Everybody, welcome. It's Mock Rivers.
Oh.
He's been signed temporary contract.
Good booking.
Yeah, real good booking, although he's got a contract, so he usually calls us. But nevertheless, we got Mock Rivers on the phone. Mock, how you doing, buddy? You guys are up 2-1.
Yeah, a big win Friday. I told the team, hey, look what's happening in Brooklyn, guys. It can be over any second. We play fundamentally sound basketball, and we can go back home. We take care of business tonight, Rocky's hometown, and close this series out.
I know a lot of VIPs in the house in Atlanta, Matt Steinmetz among them. Did that ratchet up the intensity, Coach Mock, for you in Philadelphia?
You know what? I told the guys it did. Don't forget Dana was there too. So I know Dana was also in town. But we took it to them, guys. And that's who we really are. I told Ben, forget about the noise and the shooting. Ben, I said, Ben, shoot. And that's what he did. And we'll be ready tonight, guys.
I tell you what, one thing, Mock, and we're joined by Mock Rivers, head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. I tell you what, the one thing you guys really seemed to do on Friday was really take advantage of your size. Boy, Embiid's such a big guy, and Simmons in the backcourt. Do you hope to do the same tonight for Game 4?
Great question, and you guys got a guy out there, Bobby Fitz. What's he say? Size matters, and it does, and that's why I said let's just get the ball to Embiid, and we'll do the same thing tonight, guys, and we should be okay.
Hey, Mock, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mock, but hey, thank you. I know you're busy. You're just getting back from shoot-around. I know you're playing in 3 hours, but good luck tonight, and look forward to catching up with you tomorrow, and who knows, maybe you guys will be on the brink of putting the Hawks out of their misery. Good luck, Coach.
Oh, thank you, and you know where I'm at anytime for you guys, my favorite show.
All right, that's Mock Rivers.
Man, it's so great that we have such a tight line to be able to get Coach Mock on. And, dude, I got to thank you for, forging that relationship with Coach Mock.
Yeah, I do what I can for the show. Stay tuned for Draymond.
Well, and I don't know, Dibs. This is why Guru's such a team player. When Mock joins us, Guru takes a back seat. He lets you and me ask the questions of Mock Rivers, which is cool because he's tight with him. And
I'm sure he'll do the same when he gets Draymond on the program. I'm sure he'll take that same step back. And
that's coming.
Are we sure he's working on getting Draymond, or is he just polishing his Draymond impression so we can have Dre Mockergreen?
It's not bad. Not
Kyle, good question. That's good.
Either way, it's fine.
Let the joke breathe. I'm sorry, Kyle. But no, I'm really working on it. Yeah. I'm in a – take a playoff, goo. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Yes, you can.
I think that's horrible Doc Rivers, but like it, so I'm here for you. But to me, it's like, dude, they really like it. It ain't that good.
Well, I mean, you're Howard Cosell, and I was doing a little Cosell. That's terrible.
Denver's telling.
Good. Yeah.
As long as we keep – as long as we don't overdo Mock Rivers, it's going to be real. That's the thing. Mock can only join us for about 3 minutes, four minutes each day. Yes, Kyle.
No, I think the impression's really good because with an impression, the goal is to kind of caricaturize it. And, Goo, you do that really well. It's a very, very strong impression.
Thank you. Phenomenal job.
That was beautiful.
Today's edition of This or That. Let's do that right now. And here's what we're talking about. We want you to head to 95.7 The Game on Twitter right now. Check out our daily This or That poll. We're going to give you two things to choose between. You go vote on Twitter, and we'll discuss our answers on the air today. So head over to @957 The Game on Twitter.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And vote for today's This or That poll. And today's This or That poll is tacos or burritos?
Boy, that's a great
tacos
question.
Tacos or burritos? Who wants to start?
I'll taco it. And it's, to me, the taco more versatile than the burrito. And that's why the taco wins out. If you get a burrito, you're looking at, it's a commitment. It's rice, it's beans, it's meat, pico de gallo, maybe some lettuce, some cheese, some guacamole, some sour cream. You get where I'm going. It's a whole week, as Ike Taylor might say. But the taco, you get the one piece. You can have one taco. You can go two, soft or hard, meat or no meat. It's much more versatile, the taco. So for me, the answer is the taco.
There ain't nothing guaranteed, bro.
And you know I'm running right behind Dibs, because if you could have three or four tacos before you finish that one big burrito. So for me, it's tacos, man.
Yeah, I got to take the burrito. I got to take the burrito. It is. It's a whole week. It's a meal. Usually, you know what happens when you have tacos? You always run out of shells. So you have two tacos, and then you're like, you know what? I'm just getting started. And sure enough, well, they only come in a pack of six, so you're out. Meanwhile, a burrito, at times it's so big you can save it for breakfast the next day. But head over to 95.7 The Game on Twitter, at 957 The Game, and tacos or burritos for you, whichever you like. All right, on my list, you see
what list?
Well, it's too early to get to, so I don't want to. It's not okay. Really. It's not well, really part of the notebook. But, a couple pieces of news. Mike D'Antoni is interviewing for the Blazers job. Mike D'Antoni. You like him as a fit for the Portland Trail Blazers?
I mean, hey, D'Antoni's got 100 lies. Damn. But I'll say this. To me, the news is who's also being interviewed. Becky Hammon, along with Chauncey Billups. So I'm rooting for her. But I ain't mad at D'Antoni. But damn, Dibs, I mean, how many jobs can you get being a one-trick pony? And that's offense.
Right. It's just the idea of another NBA retread, and it's not to disparage his career, but another guy who's going from job to job to job. Or can we get some fresh eyes in there? And, you know, Becky Hammon, I think, is going to get a job, but who's going to give it to her? Some organization has to be the one to blaze that trail and, you know, stick your neck out to an extent, because it's never happened before in the major sports where a female, a woman, has been the head coach. So I thought Portland might be a perfect market, a more progressive market, you know, a place where she would have a greater ability to succeed if, you know, the young star Damian Lillard endorsed her in particular. I think that she could have a lot of success there.
You know what, Dibs, I agree with you. And every once in a while I think, you know what, this is still a long way from happening, and maybe they're just interviewing Becky Hammon for cosmetic sake, if you will.
Right.
But you know what? And I saw this online. I think it was from Howard Bryant, who to me is real insightful, of ESPN. He also works for NPR. He said, it's not that complicated to hire a woman coach. Have you ever had a woman boss before? And the answer is, of course.
Yep.
Of course we've all had women bosses. So what's the difference between a woman boss and a woman coach? It can absolutely positively be done, I think. And when, I don't know, just putting it like that made it sound like it might be more realistic than I give it credit for.
Well, when I first hear you, you know, and talk about it and lay it out like that, we got to remember, Steiny and Diz, there were barbaric times in our country, you know, to where there was double standards. But to run a company or a job, Steiny, I could see that way easier than sports is just for men. Or, you know, those were real things or thoughts. Maybe not said, but thought. And that's why this barrier is yet to be in regard to the NBA head coach being a female. Why we're waiting on that. And Dibs, nobody asked, but I'm waiting. And to Steiny's point, I think Portland would be perfect. But then what am I saying about, what does that mean? Why can't New York be perfect? Why, you know, these other jobs? But she's paid her dues, and I kind of would be excited and want that to happen sooner than later.
And why haven't we had a Division I men's program have a female coach for that same reason? Wow. And why don't many high school boys teams have a female head coach? It's because of the stigma, and it's the old school chauvinistic belief, like Steiny was talking about, of, you know, women don't belong in sports, quote unquote, that old mythology about people. And so until you have somebody break through, And it's good that we've seen it in Major League Baseball with Alyssa Nacken being on Gabe Kapler's staff and other coaches now around Major League Baseball starting to represent a little bit more. But to get that head job, it has to be the right candidate. And I think this is the right candidate. But then it has to also be the right franchise, the right organization who wants to take that chance, you know, because you take a chance when you hire Steve Nash. He's never coached before. And Steve Kerr, he'd never coached before. That's somewhat of a chance. But when you go to Becky Hammon, it feels like it's a bigger chance. But why? And to your point, Steiny, she's been on Popovich's bench now for 8-10 years. I mean, she's done enough as a human being to warrant that spot. And the fact that she's a woman, if that's what prevents her, that would be pathetic.
And let me ask Goo this, because I've heard this, and to me it not only makes sense, but it's important to consider. You know, the NBA is primarily a black league, a lot of black players, and unfortunately, a lot of them come from single parent households.
Right.
And in most of those single parent households.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
They're raised by mom, right? In those instances. So could you make the case that, you know, a woman coach, at least in the NBA, could make, you know, those relationships with, or let's say the players in the NBA would be more open to a woman coach? Let me just throw that one at you.
Well, when I hear you say that, this is why I reject that, Steiny, and not saying you're wrong. But you talk about, you know, if we're talking about inner cities or just tough right. places that these players have grown up, those would be the hardest for me, to me, that would accept being coached by a woman if they had any belief in the old way that's been passed down. It's not, you know, even if Pops wasn't in the house, you know what it is to be macho and tough and not, you know, let your guard down, Dibs. And I'm not saying that's what anybody would be doing by playing by a woman head coach, but I would look the other way, even in the music that a lot of these young kids listen to where they're just one-dimensional in regard to what society has told them, you know, being macho represents. And maybe they would have an adjustment period that they wouldn't want to go through to be coached by, you know, a woman. And I'm not saying that's the case, but I don't think it would be easy making the mom comparison to you know, not taking orders, it's just being coached by a woman.
Can you imagine the pressure on the first head coach that's a woman in the NBA? I mean, you start thinking about that and it's staggering, because let's just say hypothetically it is Becky Hammon. Well, guess what? Becky Hammon's going to be like any male coach. She might be great. She might be average. She might be below average. But, you know, you think about the Indiana Pacers, all right? They hired Nate Bjorkgren at the beginning of last year. They fired him after 1 year because he apparently did not relate to the players. Well, guess what? Nate Bjorkgren kind of just gets swept under the rug. It's a bad hire. They're going to move on. But if Becky Hammon struggles, like she's going to have to bear the brunt for a lot of other women who want to be coaches, and that's not right either.
It's going to be the C. See, I told you a woman couldn't do it. Wow, it's just because, you know, and maybe she goes to, and let's keep the hypothetical alive with Portland, and maybe she goes to Portland and they don't do well, and she and Damian Lillard don't connect, and he decides, you know what, I want out. It's not because of Becky, it's because I'm tired of Portland. And well, he leaves, and then they struggle again next year, and she gets fired halfway through, and then the narrative is, well, see, we told you this wouldn't work. And it has nothing to do with her ability as a coach. Or she could go in and be great, and Lillard could say, you know what, I wanted out before you came. I respect the fact that you got the job. He leaves, and now she has an expansion-style lottery team. She could be the best coach in the league, and they can go 25-57, and she could get fired. So a lot of this is unfair, and you know, Goo Steiny's right about the unnecessary burden that whoever the first woman coach is going to have to bear.
And you know what, Dibs, you're on point. And I'll say this. What's so sad about our society is, to me, whenever, and if it's Becky, that we get to that juncture where we have the first woman head coach, to me it's not about wins and losses. That's a monumental, historic thing that's happened for sports. And I think that's a win for all – You know, women that want to be coaches in the future. Where I'm going is, Dibs, the scenario you paint to where if they don't hit it off with the and they get fired one and done, I mean, how many men examples do we have of that? But I go back to then, if it's the Blazers or any other team, Steiny, did they hire the young lady for the right reasons? Were they doing it for the press clippings? You know, you get into all that, and at the end of the day, we'll really never know the answers. But if Becky Hammon's gets a job, it ain't about wins and losses to me. And yet I'll critique her because I'm fair, but the sad part and the sad reality is you guys are right. If it doesn't pop off or something happens that men coaches go through all the time, there will be people in the, you know, in the jackals, oh, I told you so. And that's the travesty.
In the last, I'll say, maybe 25 years or 30 years, to me there's been three names of women coaches who have been suggested that could they or they could coach at the NBA level. Pat Summitt, Tara Vanderveer, and Becky Hammon. And, you know, I look at it this way. I don't think Pat Summitt could have done it. I don't think she would have been a successful NBA coach, assuming she brings that same aura with her to the NBA. I just don't think guys would have responded to her because she was such a tough guy. She's really harsh. You know, she's a little bit like PJ Carlissimo, if you will, and that gets old. Tara Vanderveer to me was always very interesting, but I almost think she would have struggled for the opposite reason. She's so understated, and she's, you know, I wonder if she would have actually had a big enough personality to coach 12 men. It feels like Becky Hammon is kind of right in the middle, like, especially because she's been a part of the NBA game now for 10-12 years. She's probably seen, you know, she's seen all kinds of coaches come and go, you know, tough coaches, players coaches, and in between. You know, just off the top of my head, I would think because everything's evolved and progressed, she would have a better chance than the two women that I mentioned in Summitt and Vanderveer.
You're probably right there, and I think it comes down to just a few basic things. One, do you know the game? And all three of those women you mentioned, they know the game at the highest of possible level. They've worked at it. They've devoted their life to it. Number two is, can you relate to men? Because the NBA, I'll put the rat on the table, first rat, I believe, on the show, There's a lot of men who play in the NBA. So it's, you know, relating to women is less important as an NBA coach as it is relating to men. And the third biggest prong of all of this is, can you lead? And being able to lead a group of, like Guru was talking about, young men, most of them are alpha males, and a lot of them are used to being successful. Can you command the room, not only of the team, but also the coaching staff as well?
And can I add this? Dude, you guys are just making great points, and I don't know why this just came over me, but you let me know what you think. And this is unfair, but this is where I'm at. Like, I'm calling Becky Hammon the first, the next. You know, we hear that. Like, I think we're close. How close? I truly don't know. But I just went minority NFL owner. How much? The Rooney Rule. How many years have we heard that something's going to happen? But guess what? That means somebody has to sell a team. And then, you know, the minority owner has to have the money to get it. We haven't seen it. And where I'm going, well, one instance in Jacksonville, but I'm talking about African American. If I had to have you two bet what we see first, a woman head coach in the NBA or a black owner in the NFL, how would you answer that, Dibs? Because I think my answer would be Becky, to me, is the answer. And maybe it's not Portland, but it's coming sooner than an NFL owner. We see a black NFL owner owning the team.
It's and female coach. Yeah, and I think it's not as much because we don't have possible candidates who could own an NFL team, because there's, you know, people out there with enough money to get it done. But those teams don't come up for sale very often. So even if there was going to be an ownership change, you know, a lot of times that just happens from one family member to another. You don't often see an NFL team out on the open market.
Yeah, and a good ad here by Kyle. Carol Lawson
oh, yeah.
A woman who is said to be in the mix. I believe she was the Celtics Celtics coaching staff. Hey, earlier in the show, we had our big three super/supper draft, where the three of us picked three Bay Area athletes that we would love to have dinner with. And it was in honor of the big three draft, which is tonight, the Big Three Basketball League. Kyle, you've got some updated numbers, I believe.
Yeah, I sure do. So Steiny's table, which consists of Steph Curry, Buster Posey, and Trey Lance, is currently hauling in 29.8% of the vote. Yeah. Guru with Draymond, Jimmy G, and Matt Chapman is also receiving votes. Dibs with Klay Thompson, George Kittle, and Brandon Crawford is at 59% of the vote right now, running away with it. With 2 minutes left to go in the poll. 98% of precincts supporting.
And the way Kyle said it, I thought Steiny's table was winning, but it was
he kind of set you up there, because he gave Steiny's number and he mentioned that you had received votes, plural. And then he gave you. So it was 29, no percentage for you, and 59 right. for me, which tells me that you're getting about 12% of the vote.
Wow. I'm okay. It's my table.
Yeah, I felt good until I heard the news,
dibs.
29. Yeah. Then I knew I wasn't leading. Yeah, Carol Lawson coached in Boston. She's now the Duke women's head coach. Thank you very much, Kyle. Well, we've started. Yeah, Kyle.
You can always just say you won.
I don't. Why would I do that?
I don't know. If you want.
Yeah, no. I'm a man of integrity. Okay. Dibs will tell you that, you know, I don't take long gimme putts. I don't use the footwear.
Quitting gets a bad name.
As it will. Yeah, I may quit golf, but I won't cheat at it.
Yeah, he's got a lot of integrity. I'll give him that.
Thank you.
That and that only.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Just like Kramer shaking hands with the lawyer, Jackie Childs. All right. Let's, what do you say we do a little notebook to finish up?
Now it's time to empty Steiny's notebook.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass.
Please.
Which you are, 99% of the time.
My bad.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
Do you want?
What happens when your unit is defective?
Yikes.
Here's what we missed throughout the show.
Ooh, a little bit of a change up there in the intro.
That is bad, man.
That is whack.
Goo, they added you to the intro.
I didn't like the way they added me. Oh, wow.
All right, here's where we're going to start. From Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, And interestingly, and maybe fittingly, we were talking about this earlier today. And here's a report from Woj. It says, according to sources, the NBA's competition committee met Monday to further explore rules changes to restrict unnatural motions on jump shots that players use to draw fouls. The NBA wants to limit players, and this is Woj, including stars like Trae Young and James Harden, from leaning backwards and sideways to draw fouls. First of all, I don't like that those two guys, that he singled out those
no
two
Curry.
Guys.
Yeah.
But why do they need to change a rule that's already existed? If a defensive player has position and you lean back or sideways, it just should be a charge. Just call the charge. There's no point of emphasis. Enforce the rule.
Well, it is a point of emphasis because that's never been an offensive foul ever. It used to just be a no call. If you went up for a jumper and you, in an odd way, made contact with a defender, you wouldn't get the foul. They wouldn't call a charge either. But now, because of the way the game's being officiated, you have to call something.
What do you think, Goo?
You say the rule's in place, but it's not being enforced, and I love it. I really do. There's nothing worse than watching a guy basically get away with, you know, with acting. And it ain't just a two shots, it's three shots. So I'm happy, and I believe we won't – this was the last season that we'll see that.
Hopefully it is the last season we see it. And NBA hopefully is going to follow through on that. Boy, what a shocking event at Euro 2020, Dibs. Christian Eriksen – suffered a stroke.
It was a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's like Denmark. Feels like you're taking
Finland.
This right out of my notebook.
Oh, why don't you? Oh boy.
Well, I thought this is one of those ones we batted around, and then okay. The intro just has your name, and then last week you were like, "Hey, you guys, what do you have?" And then today I just don't know where you are anymore.
So my oh my.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Let's go back to switching off and on. Dibs, you have anything in your notebook that I
actually
stolen?
I do, Steiny. One that hit me. It's about the Dane player, Christian Eriksen, a story that I brought to the call this morning where he suffered a heart attack. He suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed on the field during Saturday's game against Finland. Very scary scene. Fortunately, he was resuscitated and he is reportedly doing okay, and that he wants Denmark to go on out there on Thursday and give Belgium all they can handle. But it's just one of those moments, guys, that reminded me of just how fragile all this is. It felt a little bit like Hank Gathers. You watch the video, Goo, and he just goes straight down. He's running to get the ball in the corner, and he just collapses. Just an absolutely scary scene, but the good news is he is doing better.
Yeah, and I'll say this, how my morning went to that point, Stoney. I'm on a few threads, and the other guys grew up with, I got a thread, and soccer's never brought up, but that, my guys alerted me to turn on the TV, and it was just, you said Hank Gathers, it had those vibes, and I'm glad, you know, and TV can catch so much, you know, Stoney, or keep you, but you know, you don't know what's happening in real time, so it was scary, and man.
Guru, how's your notebook looking?
I got to tell you, I got one thing. We talk about fake tough guys in the NBA, but I don't know if you guys saw Friday night, Kevin Durant and Tucker. It looked like they really were going to come to blows, but the fact that KD's personal bodyguard came and intervened, and he looked like he was at Friday's and about to, you know, stand up for his homie and fight. He's since been suspended, but what did you two make of that? That was a real one. I honestly thought, and I've been around the block and took some lumps, but I thought somebody might swing on one of Durant or Tucker. That wasn't your regular one.
Where
did
was
you
that?
See that one?
Joffrey's is where you had that.
Yeah, Jeffrey's
inner circle. Yeah, Jeffrey's inner circle. Yeah,
took out that night, yeah, the torn suit. Yeah.
Those guys are former teammates, though, at Texas. And this is just a classic overreaction, you know, where the security guard's got to come in and get a piece of PJ. They're just... Woo. They were just like having a conversation, two grown men exchanging ideas.
But that was KD's personal bodyguard. You got to let him handle himself with the players. You can't come help on that, right, Steiny?
Well, then what's a bodyguard to do? quite frankly.
Shout out Whitney Houston. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Nice.
I meant to say him.
Couple other things. Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking about PJ Tucker right now is, would he fit on the Warriors next year? Would PJ Tucker fit on the Warriors next year? That's a veteran. We can talk about, and he's a free agent. That's something we could talk about as stuff comes up. Of course, the NBA draft lottery is next Tuesday. Lastly, it's being reported by multiple sources, Nets star Kyrie Irving is out for Game 5 versus the Bucks with a sprained right ankle. He left the court, or he left the arena, I should say, crutches and a walking boot. But I guess we haven't heard about Harden's status, so maybe there's hope there. But no Kyrie Irving for Game 5.
So, one word, Dibs and Steiny, what word do you think of the playoffs? The show goes on, but I'm mad that it could affect it. But what do you do? Say, oh, they really didn't win the title like the Lakers in the bubble? I mean,
No,
the word is trouble. Brooklyn's got trouble. They're in trouble, and they've got trouble. And, you know, a lot of this is the luck of the injuries. And when the Warriors won their three chips and they made it to five straight finals, the only thing that tripped them up, Draymond's temper, and then the injury bug.
Yeah.
Because we all kind of, I think, are in the same mindset that if Klay and KD don't get hurt, they probably beat Toronto and they win their fourth and five they win their third straight. So the injury bug, it's a part of it. And right now, Brooklyn's getting bitten by it.
Yeah. Hey, guys, great show. A lot of fun today. Glad to be back. Coming up next, Damon Ratto and Kolsky, and among others, they've got Nick Friedel, ESPN.
Oh, boy.
3:15. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.